Chapter 28. Ventress wished they could simply charge through the ship, destroying anything and anyone that got in their way. But while she was passionate, she was also practical. Stealth had gotten them into the ship. Stealth would have to get them to the bridge. Only once before had she worked in a similar manner with so many fellow Force users. When she, Karis, and Nalith had attempted to kill Dooku, she had to admit that both Skywalker and Kenobi were stronger in the Force than her sisters had been. Together, they were extremely powerful. It was a pity that the three of them and Voss could not team up against Dooku. The Sleemo wouldn't stand a chance.
Voss.
Ventress felt again the stab of doubt. It had been impossible to entirely escape the images of his face on the holonet, and she'd seen the telltale yellow of his eyes in Dooku's prison. But there had been that moment when she had fully owned her lies and laid herself open to his judgment. When Voss had hesitated, and Ventress had seen the true Voss still inside. He had understood how hard it had been for her, if only fleetingly. Was it really possible that she could reach him again? Or had Dooku so dominated him that there was nothing left of the man she... Well, if he was lost, she would do what was necessary without a second thought. It would be what the real Voss, the Jedi, would want her to do. Ventress recalled the difficulty with which Voss had finally reconciled himself to killing a simple, non-sentient creature. That man would be horrified to be used by Dooku to kill thousands of innocent beings. With what felt like agonizing slowness, they made their way through the ship, hiding from wandering patrols of droids and shorting out any security cams before they could be detected. They paused at the end of the hallway.
"There's a corridor directly below us," Ventress said. "We go down that, and the set of doors at the end opens onto the bridge."
"You're sure?" asked Kenobi.
"I've spent a great deal of time on this ship," Ventress said. "The bridge is three levels. The captain's chair is on the first level, facing forward. There will be eight computer stations, each operated by a droid. Possibly there will be other droids on the bridge."
"So 10, maybe 12? Anakin said.
"No problem."
"Where will Voss be?"
"In the captain's chair,"
Ventress said grimly.
"We can take either the ladder,"
she pointed to a narrow set of rungs to one side,
"or the lift. The ladder's safer. We'll be able to spot any droids in the corridor before we come across them. If we take the lift, we can't control what it would open up on."
"Agreed," said Kenobi. "I'll go first. Anakin, you bring up the rear."
Ventress stifled her irritation. Even now, they didn't trust her. Kenobi climbed quickly and quietly down the ladder, pausing to listen and extend his senses with the Force before dropping down. Ventress and Anakin followed. Ventress pointed to the far end of the corridor.
"Those are the doors to the bridge. They're motion sensitive, so they'll open automatically. We'll..."
There was a soft ding behind them, and the lift doors opened. They whirled. A single, very puzzled-looking battle droid peered at them, then summoned the presence of mind to yelp into its comlink.
"Intruder alert!"
"Not so fast." Obi-Wan punched the droid in the face, and it staggered back. Kenobi closed the door on it, ignited his lightsaber, and melted the controls.
"Let's go."
The three of them raced down the hall and flung themselves through the door onto the bridge. The captain had risen. His lightsaber was in hand, but not yet activated. His brows were drawn together in a thunderous scowl as he shouted, his voice dripping loathing.
"Jedi!"
"Dooku?" exclaimed Kenobi, surprised. "You weren't the fellow we were looking for. But since you're here..."
Skywalker, however, wasted no time in banter. He leapt at once for Dooku. Blue and red lightsabers clashed and sizzled. The droids had begun firing, and Kenobi batted the bolts back with practiced ease, doing his best to angle the shots so they returned to the droid that fired them. Ventress paid neither Dooku nor the battle droids any heed. She vaulted down to the third lowest level, Still crouching, she thrust out both hands, force-grabbed a droid in each one, flung them behind her. Both droids hurtled toward the lightsaber combatants. Dooku glanced up and sprang down to the second level. Anakin followed him. Two droids approached Kenobi, firing at him simultaneously. The Jedi Master leapt upward, clinging briefly to the ceiling as the droids realized too late that they were now firing at each other.
"He's not here!"
Ventress shouted over her shoulder to Obi-Wan. She sliced the head off of one battle droid, forced through another against the bulkhead. Six remained.
"Get back up here and cover me!"
Kenobi shouted, fighting his way over to one of the consoles on the first level. Ventress leapt across the bridge and positioned herself between Kenobi, who was checking the ship's computer in an attempt to locate Voss, and the droids who were firing on him. She spared a glance for Dooku, one level down. The fight between him and Anakin was close and constantly shifting. Ventress felt a brief flash of amusement as she realized that for the first time, she was actually rooting for Skywalker. Dooku made claws of his hands, and force lightning crackled in the space between him and Anakin. Skywalker got his lightsaber up and held his own, slitting his eyes against the blue glare and flying sparks. Still sending force lightning with one hand, Dooku reached out with the other. A dismembered droid torso shot up in the air, hovered there, and then Dooku flung it at Anakin. The Jedi leapt down to the third level, and the Count followed him. With their master otherwise occupied on the other side of the bridge, the remaining droids opened fire freely. Dozens of bolts streaked toward Ventress and Kenobi. Calmly, Ventress batted back some with her lightsaber. The others she simply redirected using the Force. Three more droids fell, twitching and sparking.
"I've got him!"
Kenobi shouted to be heard over the noise of combat.
"Ventress, he's not on the bridge because he's in the brig!"
"He's still a captive."
"Do you realize what this means? There is no Admiral Enigma. Dooku's been using Voss as a tool to lower Jedi morale."
Ventress was flooded by joy so intense that she almost couldn't breathe. Renewed energy filled her, and she reached out, grabbed a protesting droid in the Force, then smashed him down.
"You two go on!"
called Anakin. He dodged a strike from Dooku's red lightsaber that whizzed past the top of his head and brought his own blade up for a counterstrike.
"I'll take care of him!"
"Insolent puppy,"
snapped Dooku, parrying Skywalker's strike. Together, Ventress and Kenobi cut down the remaining droids. Debris toppled everywhere, legs and arms, heads and parts of torsos. When they reached the door and raced through it, Ventress took a moment to pierce the controls with her lightsaber.
"Anakin's still in there!"
"So is Dooku,"
she retorted.
"And this way, he can't summon droids to improve his odds."
"Excellent point. The brig is...
on the level below us. Come on!"
Voss hung, naked to the waist, from glowing shackles. His back was toward Kenobi, and Obi-Wan felt a pang of empathetic pain at the sight. Dooku, it seemed, had decided to forego more elaborate methods of torture in favor of the basic ones. Voss's broad back was a ribbon of older scars and newer welts. Some were scabbed over, and not a few were still bleeding. His once muscular but sleek frame was emaciated and pale, as if he had not seen the sunlight in months. He appeared to be unconscious.
"Voss!"
Kenobi rushed forward. He cradled Voss's brutalized body in one arm while he slashed with his lightsaber at the shackles. Voss cried out sharply as his arms shifted from the position they had been forced to maintain for who knew how long. Obi-Wan eased him to the floor.
"Obi-Wan, is it really you?"
Voss's voice was ragged.
"Yes, it's me, old friend." "Is Ventress?"
Voss looked around, and his face lit up.
"Asajj!"
Wincing at the pain the motion cost him, he reached out to her. But strangely, she hung back, reminding Obi-Wan of a wild animal about to bolt. Voss appeared not to notice.
"I dreamed of you. I'm so glad you're here." So glad...
Can you walk? Kenobi asked.
Yes, I think so.
With Kenobi's help, Voss awkwardly got to his feet. His gaze was fixed on Ventress, and his smile faded at the look on her face.
Asajj?
Voss moved toward her. She took a step back, narrowing her eyes.
I'm so sorry I attacked you. I had to.
She scoffed.
Forgive me if I find that hard to believe. You know Dooku.
Even speaking seemed to tire Voss.
He records everything. There were devices in my cell. I had to let him think he'd turned me. But I couldn't keep up the act.
Again, Voss reached out for her.
He suspected I hadn't turned, and put me back here. He comes and tells me all the things that I've done as his admiral.
Ventress, I...
Stop it!
She shouted.
Kenobi, we're too late.
What? Kenobi was shocked.
I saw his eyes then, and I can feel the fury inside him now. He's just itching to break our necks.
Ventress activated her lightsaber and brought it in front of her, holding it with both hands and poised to attack. The green light illuminated the glitter of unshed tears in her eyes.
Now hang on a moment, Ventress,
Kenobi said soothingly, trying to calm her through the Force.
Asajj, how can you say that? It's still me.
Voss put a hand on his chest, which was also bleeding from recent lacerations.
It's still your Quinlan. I've not changed, I swear. I'm the same. The same as you were when you tried to cut my head off with your master's lightsaber.
Wait, what? Kenobi looked at Voss searchingly. The other Jedi turned to him, pleading. Kenobi reached into the Force and tried to sense what Ventress claimed to feel. Voss was physically weakened, disoriented, and in pain both physically and emotionally, but any darkness Kenobi could pick up on was that of simple despair.
I don't sense anything sinister, Ventress, Kenobi said slowly. I think perhaps your emotions are clouding your judgment.
She looked at him as if he had suggested they sprout wings and fly.
My emotions allow me to see the truth! This is a trick! How can you not sense it? The hatred is seeping out of his pores!
Ventress looked back at Voss, shifting her weight on the balls of her feet.
My connection to the dark side was tenuous at best, and even I could barely pull away from its grasp.
She swallowed hard.
Voss has been consumed.
Shock rippled through the Force as Voss stared at her, stunned.
Ventress! Shut up!
She screamed.
I can't listen to your lies any longer! I...
Again, the tears glittered in her eyes. When she spoke, it was in a broken whisper.
I am so sorry. This is the only way you can be free.
And she brought the lightsaber sweeping down.